You're listening to Mark Maron from LA's Progressive Talk, AM 1150.
And now he listens to your phone conversations and the voices in your head. Mark Maron.
All of them. And mine. All of them. That's actually right on the front page of our next guest's blog. It's nice when a blogger gets a scoop. It's even better when they come on my show to talk about it. I personally just got hip to bradblog.com. Brad Friedman is here to break some news and talk about some other stuff. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you. You just got hip. Where you been?
Dude, I don't know where the hell people get the time. I know you do Ed Schultz's show. I know you've been on Stephanie's show. I know you make the rounds here at Air America. And I do recognize I've been to Brad Blog once or twice when I had sedition. But I just don't know where the hell people get time. I thank God that there are diligent, obsessive, compulsive people like yourself out there doing the big work. But yes. So let's talk about first of all, let's break this news because my booker was all excited. Let's talk about Ann Coulter and what you got on her.
Everyone loves Ann Coulter, don't they?
Oh, sure.
They love her. They love to hate her. Yeah, exactly. Well, interesting story about Ann Coulter, and it's kind of cool because it combines a couple of the things that I report on at Brad Blog, this election stuff, and then these crooks and liars, frankly, like Coulter. Turns out our friend Ms. Coulter seems to have committed a voter fraud felony.
For real?
For real.
And like, is that jail time felony kind of thing?
Let's see. It's a $5,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison.
Explain it.
She signed her voter registration form down in Palm Beach, where she recently moved in March of 05. It's the most twisted story. She put down the address on her voter registration form of her real estate agent.
Uh-huh.
Which is not her own, and then she signed at the bottom, there's an oath that says, I swear that, you know, the above is true under penalty of law and the $5,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And since she got caught, well, she actually went and voted.
Right.
She went to what she thought was her precinct, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Coulter, your address is wrong. You need to vote at this other place, according to your form, but we can change your address here. She said, oh, no, that's okay, thanks. And she rushed out. And she went over to the other precinct to cast her vote.
Is this devious intent, or is it just confusion? I mean, I don't understand. Is there a conspiracy? What do you think is the reason?
You know what? It's the most bizarre thing. Now, because these Republicans have tried to morph the very real problem we have in this country with election fraud, with these electronic voting machines, to suggest that there is some enormous voter fraud problem in this country. There is not. There is no epidemic of voter fraud, and yet they're using this to try to get these photo ID requirements all over the country, which will disenfranchise millions of, frankly, left-leaning voters. So for Coulter, then, to come out herself and specifically and knowingly vote in the wrong precinct just helps us underscore what a bunch of phonies these jerks are, specifically Coulter.
And everything she represents.
In case you didn't notice,
Well, now, we had a conversation on the break that I think is an interesting conversation because you are diligent in your following of the Diebold stories of the problems with these voting machines. And there is always a question, I've received it myself when I did Morning Sedition, of why aren't you guys doing this every day? Why aren't we hearing more about these Diebold machines every day? How are we going to get fair elections if you guys don't talk about it?
Yep.
And you said to me that, you know, that there are other personalities on the network that don't talk about it. Some talk about it profusely.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons is a perception issue, that some people, if they keep hearing about the problems with the voting boxes and they feel the futility of manifesting any solution to those things, they start to think that the people that are talking are whack jobs. It's easy to look like a whack job when you talk about it.
It is, unless you pay attention to the way, at least to the way I report it at bradblog.com. Every claim that I make, every claim is backed up with evidence, documentation, like this Ann Coulter story we're talking about. I've got the documents. I've got the incident report of her leaving the precinct and her registration form I've got posted, the letter that was sent from the elections director.
And there's also the idea that, if I can just interrupt you, that there's always been a voter election fraud of some kind on both sides.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's easily a lot more easy to facilitate it with these machines, but in the past, they've always rigged these things.
Listen, we were talking in the past, we were talking about retail fraud, where you had to go in and game a ballot box, put a few, you know, 100 paper ballots or something here or there.
Okay.
What we're talking about now and what is going on now is wholesale election fraud, a single person. And mind you, can game the entire system, can flip an entire election. And again, when you talk about, you know, this crazy conspiracy stuff, when I report this story, I point you to, for example, the branch of the Department of Homeland Security, August 31, 2004, puts out a cybersecurity alert warning everyone. It's a branch of the Homeland Security, okay, saying that the Diebold central tabulator system has an undocumented backdoor.
I remember
which can
that.
Be used
sure.
To flip. Well, you only remember it, frankly, because I reported it a few months ago. That damn thing was not picked up by a single mainstream media outlet for a year and a half after it was reported by the Department of Homeland Security. No one picked it up. I pointed to it a year and a half later, well after the election, because I was pointed to it by a Diebold insider who is anonymous.
Who's the woman that was championing this, who I talked to before? That
Bev Harris. Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org.
Yeah.
These
are very important things, and I don't consider it a conspiracy theory. I know that it is most likely true. I know that there are people working diligently to try to get these machines out of circulation. But could these machines... The argument with people who believe that it's always going to be corrupt, that the political process in this country is always going to be corrupt, is that, well, if there was a landslide, it would be undeniable. Now, theoretically, what you're saying to me is that this could deny a landslide.
Oh, see, this is so severe. As a matter of fact, we have just now found, and I broke this last Friday, something that is such a severe deficiency specifically in the Diebold touchscreen machines in every state and every county. Pennsylvania, who has elections next Tuesday, has now locked down every Diebold touchscreen machine that they have. This ran this morning on AP, in case you think it's just, you know, the crazy bloggers who are reporting it, and most of them aren't. It's largely me and a few others. They reported this morning, AP, that this is a serious national security concern. A serious one. This is the worst flaw, vulnerability that we have found. In exactly 1 minute, anyone can walk up and change the software on any Diebold touchscreen machines. This is the year, 2006, that the Help America Vote Act of 2002 now kicks in, and these machines made by Diebold, ES&S, their evil twin, mm-hmm. are now proliferating the country. Mm-hmm. These aren't tested. They have vulnerability after vulnerability. Forget 2004. Forget if anybody has ever used them to defraud an election. The fact that they can, it's undeniable. Diebold has now admitted it time and time again, and elections all over the country are now in crisis, panic mode. Those who have had their primaries had complete meltdowns, and those who are going to are scared to death because the machines need to be sequestered, now, as we saw in Pennsylvania.
Some states have had success in getting rid of these machines. Yes, there has been some success in California. Didn't some districts get rid of these machines? Isn't there a movement to
get
rid
of
them?
Well, what happened was, out here in California, the Secretary of State, when he heard about these vulnerabilities that were proven, undeniable, he put his own security analysis team on it, and they came back and they said, yep, there is that problem. Plus, we found 16 more that are more dangerous than the one that you guys pointed us to, than this hack that took place in Leon County, Florida. And so Bruce McPherson, Secretary of State, said, that's great. Let's go ahead and certify them.
Yeah.
So he did.
I guess we'll know, unfortunately, in 2006, come November, we'll know if Catherine Harris wins that the fix is still in.
Well, you may or you may not know, because what we've discovered is the devices that can flip the election and not a trace will be left behind.
Yeah.
That's what I have to underscore. Unless these damn things are audited open for inspection, you will never know, Mark.
So there's no without a paper trail and without a guy sitting there with a clicker,
yep,
that we got no way to prove it.
Well, you do have a way to prove it, because if you audit the elections in a large enough size that you can make sure that the machine counts were correct,
right,
you can find it out. But in the state of Florida, where we did this hack recently in December of 2005, completely flipped the boat, okay, on optical scanners. This was with a paper ballot. They would have never found out in Florida, because Florida has now made a law that says once a ballot has been counted by machine, it cannot be counted by hand. Had they counted it by hand, they would have found out the election was flipped. But but it's illegal now in the state of Florida.
You know, it's amazing. I just realized why a lot of people don't talk about this.
Why?
Brad Friedman from bradblog.com is that it makes them hopeless.
Well.
And I, you know, and I think that there's no reason to stifle truth because of that.
Well, if you don't talk about it.
I'm with you.
I know.
I want you to talk about it. I want something to be done about it. I want people on election boards to do something about it. But I know why people don't talk about
why?
It. Because they don't feel like they have the power to change, and they feel that if that's the case, it diminishes their ability to have any faith in the damn system. So unless people do what Jim Earle says they will, which is get out in the streets and start mobilizing to change this thing, to really change minds and to really get people to take action around this in numbers that will make a difference, I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
But until the Democratic Party and the look, even Air America, Franken, won't talk about this stuff until he gets out there and says, look, you know, I've talked to this Brad Blog guy, and he knows his stuff, and he's got the details, and we need to be damn concerned about it, you know, where these people are not going to show up. Now, we've had citizen patriots all around the country who are paying attention, and they're going into the Board of Election and the Secretary of State, and they're raising hell. But until the National Democratic Party...
You're expecting them to do something?
Oh, well, I met with Feingold last week.
Okay, he's a guy. That's good. Feingold's one of the guys. Yeah. But, you know, some of them are starting to show up with a little guts. You know, Harry Reid is starting to come around. Yeah. There are people that are willing to take some stands. You know, I think, if we get the House back, but if what you're saying is true, the chances are diminished just on a technological basis.
Yes, and all these issues you can talk about, all these damn issues you want.
Right.
But they don't mean anything if you can't vote the bums out. And if we don't have confidence in our security, never mind the fraud that's happened in the past, if we don't have confidence in the security of these systems, and there's no reason to right now, then you're not going to vote these guys out.
Thank you very much, Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. There you go. That is the message. Let's run with it. I'm going to have you come back every week and say the same thing.
I will be here every week, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What do we got?